Welcome back to Geography 101. I'm your host, Daniel Lukas, and today we journey the Baltic gem of Lithuania, a nation of resilience, beauty, and deep cultural roots. Often overshadowed by its neighbors, Lithuania shines with history that stretches back to the medieval empires and traditions that have survived centuries. By the end of this episode, you will see why this small country leaves such a big impression. Lithuania sits along the Baltic Sea, sharing borders with Latvia, Belarus, Poland, and Russia's Kaliningrad region. Its strategic location made it a crossroad of cultural and empire of centuries. This geography also gave Lithuania access to trade routes that shaped its prosperity. Interestingly, it's the only Baltic nation with history as a medieval empire. Vilnius, the capital, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, thanks to its Baroque architecture and old town. Walking through these cobbled streets feels like stepping back in time. From Gothic churches to Renaissance country yards, the city is tapestry of styles. Fun trivia: Vilnius once competed with Florence for being called the Jerusalem of the North. Lithuania is one of the oldest recorded states in Europe, officially mentioned in chronicles as early as 1009. That's more than 1,000 years of history. Over the time, it rose to become the heart of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania. Stretching from the Baltic to the Black Sea, imagine one small nation commanding such vast lands. The Grand Duchy of Lithuania reached its height in the 14th century. It was one of the largest countries in Europe, covering parts of today's Ukraine, Belarus, Poland, and Russia. This powerful state balanced military might with religious tolerance. Did you know it was one of the last places in Europe to officially convert to Christianity in 1387? Speaking of religion, Lithuania has fascinating spiritual history. Before Christianity, Lithuanians practiced pagan traditions centered around nature worship. Remnants of these beliefs still appear in folk songs, festivals, and rituals today. In fact, Lithuania is sometimes called the last pagan nation in Europe. Let's talk about language. Lithuanians speak Lithuanian, one of the world's oldest living Indo-European languages. Linguistics call it time capsule because its structure is closest to Sanskrit. Fun trivia: if you want to hear what ancient languages may have sounds like thousands of years ago, Lithuanian is your best bet. Lithuania's flag, yellow, green, and red, represent its identity. Yellow stands for the sun and prosperity, green for the forest and hope, and red for the bloodshed and struggles for freedom. It's a vibrant reminder for resilience. Every June 14, Lithuanians mark Flag Day by proudly flying it everywhere. Forests dominate nearly one-third of Lithuania's landscape, making it paradise for nature lovers. Pine and birch trees offer the rolling terrain, with rivers weaving through like silver ribbons. One of the most famous spots is the Akustatica National Park, home to hundreds of lakes. Fun trivia, some Lutinian lakes are said to hide mythical treasure and spirits. Speaking of water, Lutinian brews the Kuronian Spit, a 90-kilometer sand dune peninsula shared with Russia. This UNESCO World Heritage Site is like a natural wonderland, with shifting dunes, fishing village, and endless beaches. The Spit is something called the Sahara of the Baltic. Imagine golden dunes meeting blue Baltic Sea. The Kuronian Spit is also home of the quickest sight in Europe, the Hill of Witches. Wooden sculptures of devils, witches, and folklore characters line forest trails. It's both eerie and enchanting, bringing legend to life. A perfect place to feel Lithuanian folklore spirit. Lithuanian Hill of Krosas is another must-see landmark. Located near Siluilia, this site has hundreds of thousands of crosses placed by pilgrims over centuries. Even when Soviet authorities bulldozed it, Lithuanians rebuilt it defiantly. Today, it's a global symbol of faith and resistance. Vilnius University, founded in 1579, is one of the oldest universities in Eastern Europe. Its countryside and libraries rival Oxford and Cambridge in charm. Many Lithuanian intellectuals study here, sparking the national movements. Fun trivia? The university observatory was once of Europe's most advanced in the 18th century. Lithuanians are known for their folk music, particularly sutartinis, unique multi-part harmonies recognized by UNESCO. These hunting songs often accompany rituals and dances. Imagine ancient folophony echoing in village square under starry skies. It's living a piece of Europe's oldest musical traditions. Basketball is particularly a national religion in Lithuania. Despite its small size, the country has produced some of the world's greatest players. The national team has beaten giants like the US and Russia in a national tournament. Fun trivia? After the independence in 1990, the Grateful Dead helped fund Lithuanian Olympic basketball uniforms. Lithuanian cuisine is hearty and comforting. Staples include potatoes, rye bread, and dairy products. The most iconic dish, the cepelinai or the cepelins, giant potato dumplings filled with meat or cheese. Pair that with beetroot soup, and you've got the Lithuanian feast. Another Lithuanian specialty is the sakotis, a spiky tree-shaped cake cooked on rotating spit. It looks like a piece of art, and it's often a centerpiece of weddings. Fun trivia? Guinness World Records lists a Lithuanian Scottish weighing over 100 kilograms. Lithuanian has won Europe's fastest internet connection, and it's a leader in fintech and tech startup. Its capital, Vilnius, is sometimes called the Silicon Valley of the Baltic. From medieval castles to modern blockchain hubs, Lithuanian bridges past the future, a truly a nation of contrasts. Speaking of castle, Taragate Castle is one of the most photogenic in Europe, built on the islands in Lake Calvi. It looks like straight out of the fairy tale. Today it's host of festivals, concerts, and museums. Legend says the lake hides treasure guarded by spirits. Let's add some quick trivia. Lithuania has its own scent. Yes, a national perfume called the Scent of Lithuania was launched in 2010. It combines notes of wildflowers, amber, and even moss. Imagine a country so proud it battled its own essence. Lithuanian independence story is inspiring. On March 11, 1990, it becomes the first Soviet republic to declare independence. This bold move set stage for others to follow, ultimately ending the Soviet Union. And trivia, Lithuania celebrates this day as a restoration of Independence Day with parades, songs, and fireworks. Before independence, Lithuania resisted Soviet rule through a peaceful protest. The most famous was the Baltic Way in 1989, when 2 million people joined hands to form a human chain across Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. The 600 kilometers line of unity amazed the world. It remains one of the most powerful images of freedom. Lithuania is famous for its amber, often called the Baltic gold. The country's coastlines yield beautiful fossilized resins that turn into jewelry and art. For trivia, some amber pieces even contain preserved insects from millions of years ago. Wearing Lithuanian amber is like carrying a piece of history around your neck. The Coronian Lagoon is another natural treasure filled with fishing traditions and unique wildlife. Fishermen here once used wing-shaped sail called kurenai. These boats become a cultural symbol. Today, festivals revive these traditions to keep this heritage alive. Lithuanians love celebrating Midsummer's Eve, known as Junins. People light bonfires, dance, and search for mythical blooming fern, said to grant happiness and fortune. It's the night of magic, songs, and folklore. Imagine wandering through forests lit by firelight and laughter. Another unique festival is the Ugas or Uzgavines, the pre-Lenten carnival. People wear masks of devils, witches, and animals while chasing away winter. The highlight is the burning of effigy symbolizing cold season. It's Lithuanian's way of saying, spring, hurry up. Lithuania's national bird is the stork, a symbol of family and prosperity. You spot stork nests on the rooftop and pole across the countryside. Trivia? Lithuania has one of the highest stork population in Europe, and people welcome them like a family members. The country's national flower is the rue, often used as a wedding tradition. Brides wear wealth of rue as a symbol of purity and protection. Though less common today, this flower still holds deep cultural meaning, a reminder of how plants intertwine with the national identity. Lithuania's old towns are living museums. Kaunas, the second largest city, was once the temporary capital, and it's filled with interwar architecture. Its main street, Lielā Aleja, is one of the longest pedestrian avenues in Europe. Kaunas was even named European Capital of Culture in 2022. Klaipėda, Lithuania's only port city, brings a maritime vibe. Its half-timbered houses reflect German influence. Each summer, the Sea Festival celebrated Lithuania's bond with the Baltic Sea. Trivia? Klaipėda once belonged to the Teutonic Knights. Palanga is a Lithuanian top seaside resort. Golden beaches stretch of miles, attracting visitors in summer. The city also home of the Amber Museum, housed in the 19th century palace, surrounded by lush gardens. And here you see the amber treasure that glow like captured sunlight. Lithuania's forests hide legends. One such a tale is Eagle, the Queen of Serpents, a mythical woman who marries a sea serpent, and her tragic stories is retold, songs, poems, and even monuments. The folklore shows the Lithuanian bond with nature and storytelling. Another legend centers on the Iron Wolf. According to the legend, the founder of Vilnius dreamed of an iron wolf howling on a hill. A pagan priest interpreted as a sign to build a great city. That's how Vilnius came to be, born from myth and vision. Lithuanians have a sweet tooth. A medus tortas honey cake is a favorite. Layered with cream and honey, it means in your mouth, or it melts in your mouth. Pair it with herbal tea or the perfect comfort. And a fine trivia, honey has been part of Lithuanian diet since the pagan times. Speaking of tea, Lithuanians love the herbal infusion. Lind, mint, and chamomile are the staples in home. These drinks connect back to the old healing tradition. A simple cup of this often a heart of Lithuanian hospitality. Lithuania may be the small, but its landscape are varied. From numinous river valleys to coastal dunes, there is a plenty of beauty packed in adventure. Seeking, enjoy kayaking, hiking, and bird watching. In fact, Lithuania is the top spot of spotting migratory birds. Winter in Lithuania brings snow and cozy traditions. Families bake pastries, decorate Christmas trees, and share 12 symbolic dishes on Christmas Eve. One tradition is to pull straw from under a tablecloth. Long straw means a long life. Folklore and faith blend beautifully in Lithuanian homes. Lithuania has made its mark in art and literature. Poet Adam Mickiewicz, through claim by both Poland and Lithuania, spent years in Vilnius. His works inspired revolution and national pride. His salute still stand in the city, uniting culture through poetry. The countries also give us Mikalojus Kloronis, a painter and composer whose works blend music and art. His dreamy paintings feel like symphony on canvas. Today he's celebrated as a Lithuanian cultural genius. Trivia? An asteroid is event name after Glory Loynes. Lithuania is passionate about preserving its UNESCO heritage. Besides Vilnius Old Town, the Coruñan Speed, the Stuartine Songs, they also protect wooden crosses and unique architecture. It's country where heritage is not just remembered, it's lived daily. The Lithuanian language gave us some quirky words. For example, the words for thank you is asiu, pronounced as aku. Yes, it sounds like sneeze. Travels often chuckle when learning it. Language can be both serious and playful. Lithuania's population is about 2.8 million, but its diaspora is large. Communities thrive in the US, Canada, and the UK. Chicago, in fact, is one of the largest Lithuanian communities outside Lithuania. The diaspora plays a big role in keeping traditions alive abroad. Basketball courts are everywhere, even a tiny village. Kids dream of playing for the Šilagiris Kunas, the legendary basketball club. Lithuania's passion for the sport shows how cultural brands unite a nation. In many ways, basketball is Lithuania's second language. Another modern pride is laser technology. Lithuania is a world leader in laser research, exporting devices to scientific labs globally. It's a surprising fact for many who knew this small Baltic state powered such advanced tech. From amber jewelry to lasers, Lithuania spans centuries of innovations. Let's not forget about beer. Lithuania has one of the oldest brewing traditions in Europe, with farmhouses, alleys called Kaimikas Alus. These rustic beers often use herbs instead of hops. Each village once had its own recipe. Beer in Lithuania is truly a cultural artifact. Lithuanians are avid song and dance festival participants. Every 4 years, thousands gather in Vilnius for massive song and dance celebration. Choirs and dancers fill stadiums with music and color. It's like a cultural heartbeat you can sense and hear. Quickly trivia. Lithuania once declared itself as a temporary owner of the moon. In 1998, a group of Lithuanians humorously announced lunar ownership as protest against a commercial moon land-based sales. It was more satire than law, but it shows Lithuanians' playful spirit. Lithuanian values educated or education. Its literacy rate is among the highest in the world. Schools emphasize history, language, and science with strong academic tradition. Lithuania continues to punch above its weight in intellectual achievements. Tourism in Lithuania is growing, especially with budget airlines making it accessible. Visitors are charmed by castles, lakes, and festivals, but what they love most is the warmth of people. Lithuania are proud of their heritage in the world. So there you have it, Lithuania, a nation of legends, amber, basketball, and resilience. From the Grand Duchy to modern tech hubs, from the pagan songs up to Olympic glory, it's a land where history, innovation walk hand in hand. I'm Daniel Likis, and this has been another deep dive on Geography 101. Until next time, keep exploring the wonders of our world. more to come, people. See you soon.